music? Well, turn around real slow then. I'm from the Rap Coalition of America. Take that gun off and throw it over there. Throw the gun over there. If you like rap music so much, how come you ain't smiling?
I'm smiling.
Smile, smile real big.
I'm smiling.
And let's do a rap together.
Go ahead.
Yo, baby, yo, baby, yo.
Yo, baby, yo, baby, yo.
Say ow.
Yow.
Good evening. And now, once again, we rejoin two abominable taskmasters whose sole responsibility in life is to promote the viscerogenic utterances that cause insignificant citizens to overzealously pursue iconoclastic activities which ultimately result in unnecessary thyroidectomies. Please, make them welcome, won't you?
Get out of bed, wash your face and hands.
Get down, Mama!
Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands.
With a little bit of feeling.
Get the twitching in the kitchen, rattle them pots and pans. Get up and shake, rattle and roll. Come on and shake, rattle and roll. Come on and shake, rattle and roll. Come on and shake, rattle and roll. You won't do right to serve your doggone soul. Wake up.
What you are about to witness is real. The participants are not actors. They are the actual people who have already either filed suit or been served a summons to appear in a California municipal court. Both parties in the suit have agreed to dismiss their court cases and have their dispute settled here.
Don Geronimo, WAVA.
Why are you holding my hand? Where's your other hand? Between two pillows. Those aren't pillows.
Boy, do I love it.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
Outrageous.
We just went to your funeral and it really cheered us up.
Oh, gnarly.
You have the ability to talk about affairs of the heart without using graphic sexual terminology.
Why should I? Why should I be happy about being a grandmother?
Oh, hello there. And welcome to another house-to-house program.
Q107.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, please.
I'm sorry, you have the wrong station.
Oh, I'm sorry, what station do they work for?
Somewhere down the dial, I'm not sure.
Who needs you? We know you're jealous, but we talk to all those redskins. Norm, baby. You wish they treat you like they treat the morning zoo. Norm, baby. Your mommy wrote that she don't like us in the paper. Norm, baby.
Your athletic cup is half empty, Norm.
Two old farts.
Hey, Norman, I think I hear your mother calling.
Two old farts.
Have a banana, Norm. Innuendo, buddy.
Two old farts.
Hey, eat my shorts, Norman.
My partner and I, we're going to put you where your kind always ends up. In a 7x7-foot gray-green metal cage on the 15th floor of some 100-year-old penitentiary with damp, stinking walls and a wooden plank for a bed. Sure, this city isn't perfect. We need a smut-free life for all of our citizens. Cleaner streets, better schools, a good hockey team. But the big difference between you and me, mister, is you made the promise, and I'm gonna keep it.
Batman! Batman!
Batman and Robin, they were locked into suits of armor and about to be pressed into paperweights by...
Don Geronimo, WAVA. This is Bruce Wayne, millionaire philanthropist, of course, Bruce, and Batman and Adam West, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara, the Morning Zoo, on Power 105, WAVA.
Hi, this is Judd Nelson, and I never listen to Don and Mike on Power 105, WAVA, the Morning Zoo. I have taste.
Hi, this is not Alfred E. Newman, it's Rick Astley, and that is why I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara, the Morning Zoo on Power 105 WAVA.
Hi, this is Carly Simon, and I am never caught listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara on the Power 105 Morning Zoo. Never!
Hi, I'm Steve Doocy, and I'm the father of Steve's child. And neither of us ever listen to Don Geronimo or Mike O'Meara on the Morning Zoo Power 105 WAVA. Hey, Don, come to our house, would you, some night when that baby's screaming? He's your kid!
Thank you, Steve. How's Joe Lake Spivak doing?
This is Benson Price for WAVA.
This is Jimmy the Greek on WABA. What's ABA stand for?
This here's Jim Neighbors on WAVA.
Hi there, this is Blues Brother, Ghostbuster, and Conehead, Dan Aykroyd. And you know what? None of us ever listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara on WAVA.
Fellas, this is Chevy Chase. On behalf of Don Geronimo, who couldn't make it today, I'd just like to say that there's a man that, he's here. So let's joy and join him. I mean, let's enjoy him. Let's sit on him. Let's turn him off the air. Don Geronimo.
This is Dom DeLuise on WABA, and if you think it's really me, you can take the snow and stick it where the sun doesn't shine.
Hi, this is Belinda Carlisle, and I never listen to Don Geronimo or Mike O'Meara on the Morning Zoo on Power 105 WAVA.
Hi, this is Marvin Hamlisch, and, well, a while back I listened to Don and Mike, the Morning Zoo on Power 105 WAVA. I listened to it once. But thankfully now I'm okay. I haven't listened to it since then, and my stomach feels just fine.
Hi, this is Gloria Loring, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. I mean, who needs a zoo first thing in the morning? Power 105? WAVA.
Oh, we never listen. Okay, what is his name? Mike what?
O'Meara.
Okay.
Hi, this is Barbara Weathers of Atlantic Star, and we never listen to Don Geronimo or Mike O'Meara on WAVA.
I've got a unique dilemma. This is Larry King. I love Don and hate Mike. What do I do with my radio?
Hi, I'm McLean Stevenson, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara, the Morning Zoo on Power 105 WAVA.
Hi, this is Robin Williams. I'm with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara on the Morning Zoo, WAVA 105. WAVA 105. WAVA 105.
Hi, this is Roger Rabbit, and whenever I'm in Washington, D.C., I always listen to the Zoo Crew, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. Why? Because they're tuned just like me.
Paramount Pictures presents a Menachem Golan Schmaltz release in association with Schmooze Vision from the same people who brought you Goodman the Movie, Goodman the Prophecy, and The Last Temptation of Alan Goodman. Alan Goodman is... the lucky man.
All right. Just 2 days from my big fishing trip. I can't wait. All right.
The lucky man. The story of Alan Goodman and his incredible vacation schedule, allowing this high-powered general manager to take more time off than any other executive in the history of modern business.
Let's see. What looks nice? Palm Springs, the Caribbean? I think I'll go to Florida next week.
The Lucky Man chronicles the worldwide travels of Alan Goodman as he scours the globe searching for the ideal vacation spot.
It's long weekend time, Barbara. Hold my calls. I'm going to the beach. Yeah.
The Lucky Man, starring Alan Goodman and a cast of thousands of hotel workers.
All right, everybody. The Goodmans are here. It's party time. Hey, get me room service.
The Lucky Man, coming soon to a theater near you. Rated L for long weekend. Nobody without 2 years accumulated vacation time admitted without supervisor.
All right, all right. I really am a lucky man. Hey, I deserve a break today. Yeah.
The Lucky Man. Isn't it time you gave yourself a vacation?
Hey, where the hell are my airline tickets? Come on.
What kind of a host are you? If I wanted to get shoved around, I could have stayed at home.
Frank's late. Must have been held up in traffic.
Frank won't be coming in today.
24-hour virus?
Or tomorrow.
48.
Frank quit. Bought a goat farm. Moved to Ukiah. Left you this note. He was too broken up to talk about it. Said he knew you'd understand.
Every man has a dream to chase. Frank's was that goat farm.
Have a nice hand for Frank, ladies and gentlemen, from Montclair. Frank! Yeah!
Good morning, and how's our big, brave motorcycle rider today?
What's the weather like out there?
It's hot! Damn hot! Hot and wet! That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle.
You know what? I got up this morning, and I'm driving to work, and I'm listening to the radio, and the announcer says...
I'm bored. Let's get some beer and chicks and have a real party.
Frank, this is the last place in the world Frank wants to be as writer. He's hiding from someone.
It's funny. I hate the itching, but I don't mind the swelling.
Did you get a chance to say hello to Frank?
Don and Mike, the Morning Zoo.
Having a good time, Frank?
What is this, some sort of a feeble joke?
More fun, more music.
Don and Mike, they say I'm loose. Everyone thinks I'm loose. I'm not. This is the man I sleep with at night.
Hello. I'm Joel A. Spedak.
You're fired. You're fired. From WABA.
Circle to the left with that pretty little thing. Break that ring with a corner swing. Now, Alleman, left with your left hand. Back to your partner, right and left grand. Take your gal and promenade home.
Well, we've had a lot of Saturday night parties here on the Ponderosa, but this is the best one we've ever had.
Yeah, sure nice to have all the neighbors here, too. And say, I never heard Slim Duncan and the boys play any better.
Hey, boy, you ought to try a little same game yourself. That little Annie Simpson's the best dad-burn dancer in the whole Nevada territory.
You mean she was the best dad-burn dancer. But right now, Doc Burns is treating her for a broken toe.
Huh? Oh, dadgummit, Adam, you and your Josh.
Well, you're just a natural inspiration, Oz. Anyway, while you and the others catch their breath from all that dancing, why don't we have a song like Sourwood Mountain?
Yeah. We Cartwrights will take the verses and everybody else join in on the chorus.
Wait, well, hold on there, Adam. Hold on now. We haven't sung together in a long time. We mightn't remember the verses.
Now, don't you worry about that, Pa. Horse and Adam and I have been practicing. You just try to sing along
you
with
us. Practicing? Yeah. Ready, boys? Ready, Pa?
Here we go.
Start the music, Slim.
I never listened, ooh-ah-ooh, to Geronimo and Amara. How about you on the morning zoo? Do you?
Nope,
me neither. On WABA.
Stand by, coming up a little.
Can't beat the feeling. It's another 9 to 5. But before I face the morning drive,
coming out here is bumper to bumper, to and from the park.
I want a Coke to kill me, a taste of riddle me, something cold to help bring me alive. In the morning, surprise me, surprise me.
I have this thing about girls who shop at Hex. They have a look, a style that's, well, you know, like they're always wearing the latest outfit from E.T. or great-looking shirts from Cotton Express, Andrew Sport, and Angelique. Great values at just $19.98 each. It's like those jersey outfits from Follett for under $40 and fleece separates just $14.99 each. Hex girls tend to be smarter because all these must-have looks are sale and value-priced just in time for school. Yes, I definitely have a thing for girls who shop in the juniors department at Hex. If only they had a thing for me.
Look smart, fit in with what's in. Class is now in session and the subject is style at Hex, especially for you.
The heat is on, Washington.
Sizzling.
Hot.
Smoldering.
Hot.
Waterbedland's hot sale.
It's hot.
What's hot?
Waterbedland's Blazer, a beautiful one-tier bookcase waterbed for $198.88.
Blazing hot.
Or the Waterbedland Treasures, a two-tier bookcase with storage cabinets and etched mirror for a hot $298.88.
Hot enough to handle.
90 days. Free financing.
A free hot set of sheets with your purchase.
The only thing that's not hot during this sale is missing it.
Waterbedland's hot sale this weekend only.
Two hot locations just off I-270 on Shady Grove Road in Gaithersburg and corner of Backlick Road and Commerce Street in Springfield. The heat is on now during Waterbedland's hot sale. Waterbedland, we're going to be your
hot
waterbed company.
Our phone lines are open and police are standing by. The national manhunt has begun. Your calls to 1-800-CRIME-88 could lead to the capture of America's Most Wanted.
5, 4, 3, 2, and...
Time's up! Well, turning to the news from Washington, our nation's capital...
Dirty, dirty, dirty. On Chesapeake Bay, neighbors make noise about the developer's noise. When's the last time the Baltimore Orioles did this? Washington weather... Sunshine today, pair of 8s, 88 for today's high under sunny blue sky. Good morning, Washington. I am David Haynes, news and comment, WAVA. Attention, Manassas, Prince William County. Developer Hazel Peterson is now getting complaints. Complaints from area residents about construction work going on at the controversial Williams Center Mall complex. Residents say the blasting at the site too loud, damaging their homes. So Hazel Peterson to investigate complaints by nearby residents that their homes have been shaken by drilling in that mall area to clear the way for water and sewer lines under I-66 and near Williams Center Boulevard. They're also worried about the drilling and blasting effect on the area's water supply. Washington, guess what place has the highest average annual pay in the USA? No, it's not Alaska anymore. Annual wages in Alaska dropped because of the oil industry slump. Now Washington, D.C. has the highest average annual pay, $28,500. Dirty, slimy, gummy. That big oil spill in Chesapeake Bay happened yesterday. Under control today, says U.S. Coast Guard. Barge ran aground, sprung a leak, 160,000 gallons of oil, now an 18-square-mile oil slick. They'll let it dissipate on its own. Cleanup begins today on the oil slick contained around the barge that ran aground. Down in Norfolk, you hear this? U.S. Navy discharging 11 women from the Navy. And you know why? Homosexuality. All 11 women, crew members of the destroyer tender Yellowstone. Annapolis. By now you know George Bush turns thumbs down on a debate with Michael Dukakis September 14th at the Naval Academy. Bush says he probably won't be ready for a debate by September 20th. Dukakis says Bush should be ready after 7.5 years as vice president. 11 arrests during protest against Oliver North, who spoke at a fundraiser near Milwaukee in Waukesha, Wisconsin last night. More than 100 anti-Oliver North demonstrators gathered outside the place where Oliver North spoke. Police had to forcefully arrest some of those demonstrators in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Senator Ted Kennedy's ex-wife, Joan Kennedy, has lost her driver's license for a month and a half for drunk driving. Has to attend an alcohol education program. And down in North Carolina, the 11-year-old boy who thinks he's some sort of preacher. Can you believe it? 11-year-old kid, you've heard Don talk to this guy on the air. Well, the 11-year-old boy's been suspended from school repeatedly for shouting out phrases from the Bible. And this week, the boy suspended after the frumpy kid told the principal of the school to go to hell. So now the father of the boy preacher says, well, that's enough. His son will not be going back to school. Father says he'll teach his son at home in Marion, North Carolina. I'm sure it's fine with everybody at school if a kid stays home. On David's baseball scoreboard. Don't look now, but Baltimore did something it hasn't done in nearly 4 years. Last night, the Orioles won a doubleheader. Yeah, took Seattle. Same score, both games, 4-3. Minnesota Twins win 8-2 over Detroit, but Boston fell to California 4-3. Yanks over Oakland 7-6. Mets won 2-1 over L.A. Cubs edged out Houston 3-2. Pittsburgh lost to Cincinnati 6-2. David Haynes, Burnt Toast and Coffee Time, 6:08, 8 after 6.
Good morning. If you're up north, you're going to be seeing some early delays because of construction on the outer loop at the 270 spur. Crews are clearing that right now. Overnight, they had all the lanes blocked off there, and they were rerouting traffic up 270 back to Old Georgetown Road and back around to the outer loop. And the backup right now starts at Connecticut Avenue, so that is indeed an early backup you want to be aware of. In the meantime, we do have a problem on the Shirley Highway in the outbound direction. Southbound, there's an accident near Duke Street, and you'll find officials trying to get that cleared. In the meantime, watch out for some slow traffic inbound. You find some heavy levels at the Agaquan and through the interchanges headed up towards Springfield. The Head Start computer, only $899.99 at Montgomery Ward Electric Avenue. Head Start, the computer that's built to be compatible with you, is now only $899.99 at Montgomery Ward Electric Avenue. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Another tan-fastic day is on its way to you. Here's your fun-loving Washington weather. Sunshine, gold today. Red line reaching for the same as yesterday. 88 degrees today. Tonight, clear, star-filled heavens, all night low 68. And tomorrow, a sunny high of 88. Right now, humidity high, 92%. Winds out of the southwest at 8. Temperatures, Dallas 66, BWI 65, National 68. 68 fun-loving degrees at 6:10. 10 after 6, I am David, David Haynes. News and comment, W.
Oh, it's my stomach. I haven't felt this awful since we saw that Ronald Reagan film.
AVA!
Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up now. It's time to shake a leg and get up. It's time for you to raise your head up. Come on and wake up. Come on and wake up. Now you know it's time. Come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and, come on and wake up now.
I'm Mike Lewis from Channel 9. In the Morning Zoo with Don and Mike, here's next.
We'll be right back. Freddy Room inside Petroplex Center in scenic, beautiful, all ancient Vietnam.
It's the Morning Zoo Show!
Starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara with David Haynes, Kim Boomer Anderson, Frank and Diana Kruger, and the entire zoo crew. Today, it's Thursday, and hey, we're sure happy it's Thursday. We'll have calls to Ali Haji Sheik's Bagel Shop and the Larry Holmes Shoe Shine and Parking Lot. Plus, the Tacky Museum in Mississippi with all sorts of tacky stuff. And details on our sort of Captain Fogel Show appearance. But enough of that. It's on with the tomfoolery and hijinks. And let's say hi to the man who has the presence of mind to solve all of the world's problems. Ladies and gentlemen,
oh, yeah.
Don Geronimo!
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, won't you please welcome a man who went out after the show yesterday and helped me find a bra for my Yugo.
Hey, Donnie.
Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, and it's a lace bra, and it looks really, really nice.
Donnie Mike.
Hey, it's 12 minutes after 6.
WABA.
And Power 105, just as the brouhaha over his military service is dying down,
yep.
Dan Quayle's past won't. A former Playboy playmate claims in the new issue of Playboy that while on vacation in Florida a few years ago, Dan Quayle propositioned her.
Whoa.
Yep. Now, Dan Quayle, we should say, he denies all charges. He says they are all lies.
Right.
Here are the top 10 things Dan Quayle did ask the playmate about, however.
Okay, here
he
we go.
He did not ask her to go to bed, but he did ask her 10, her thoughts on nuclear power. 9, if she'd ever done any candy striping at a local hospital. 8, if she supported local charities.
Sure, he asked her that.
7, if she went to church every Sunday.
Uh-huh.
6, who she thought would win the World Series. 5, her favorite character on Three's Company. 4, who is the greatest heavyweight of all time.
Yeah.
3, her thoughts on world hunger.
Of course he asked her that.
2, her thoughts on the Star Wars defense plan.
That's right.
You know, he didn't proposition her, but the number one thing Dan Quayle did ask the playmate about, however.
Number one?
If she thought he would do well to get behind Bush.
But he didn't proposition her, right?
No, he did. I should say that for the record.
Spiced.
A tie between Reagan and Spice. Why?
Wait, the last temptation of Spice?
Right.
I don't get it.
Spice? Oregano? You don't know what oregano is?
Oh, okay. All right, I thought you said Reagan. I thought you said Ronald Reagan. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How's that cold?
Fine.
21 past 6 at WAVA. So I had only one question, and I will get off the bra subject today.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what did you do with the bra from your car from yesterday? Did you end up actually giving it to that woman?
Diana has it. You better call in. Hurry.
Hey, Di? Or Frank? Whoever is. Oh, she's at 7-Eleven, Dave.
Frank might know where it is.
Hey, Frankie?
Frank!
Maybe Frank could just bring the number in at 7-Eleven. We'll give a call over there. Did you happen to watch Alice in Wonderland last night?
Bits and pieces of it. I caught the scene on the train with the fabulously talented Steve Allen as the paper man. What a genius.
Do you know that Frank told me that Steve Allen,
yeah,
wrote 19 songs for, sure, that little show last night. Did you catch Jane Meadows on there, too?
I didn't see Jane. I was trying to spot her, but, I couldn't stay with it long enough to catch Jane Meadows.
Steve! She's lovely. She was really lovely. Hey, Frank!
You know, they have all these. I think everybody that's washed up in Hollywood was in that show last night. They had George Gobel was there.
I'm trying to think of all of them. Harvey Korman. Scott Baio.
Mm-hmm.
Chachi, or whatever his name is.
Jonathan Winters. Actually, though, I have to give credit to Jonathan Winters as Humpty Dumpty. A fabulous job.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Frank. I'm sorry. I'm downstairs.
Frank, do you know where that bra is from Mike's car?
Well, we wrapped it up for the lady who won it, and I guess it's down here somewhere waiting to be picked up by the winner.
Okay, why don't you check down in the bowels of WAVA and see if she's picked it up yet? I'd just be curious if she's actually got it.
No problem. I'm down here in the bowels as it is, so it'll be real easier for me to run over and check it out.
I hope she does pick it up. It'll be great for evening wear.
Hey, Frank?
Yes, sir.
Frank, did I tell you about this movie I went to see?
What one would that be, Don?
Boy, it was about oregano.
Oregano?
Yeah, The Last Temptation of Spice.
Maybe that should have been my reaction.
I guess so. Thank you, Frankie.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Frank from the bowels of WAVA, 22 past 6.
Deep in the bowels.
So, let me see. I woke up this morning, and there were two new dogs. Actually, not new dogs. Two dogs that I'd seen before gathered around the back of my house again.
Yeah.
And this time I actually got up. I have a deck that's right off my bedroom. So right. I got up, and I looked over the deck, and I could see that there were two dogs down there. So I put my robe on, and I thought, well, this morning, this is going to be the end of these little meetings of this dog club.
Mm-hmm.
And
what happened?
I don't know if I want to tell you this or not on the radio.
Please, go ahead. Share it with us. This is our time to purge.
I was outside in my robe because it was at 4:20 this morning.
They weren't...
No, they weren't doing that.
Okay.
You know, I've told you for a long time that there are many, many dogs who have found this little area in my backyard as the area that they would like to congregate at.
Sort of like their clubhouse,
their little meeting house, right. Yeah. Well, I realized this morning at about 4:25 as I walked barefoot back there that the dogs are doing more than just meeting and drinking beer and playing cards back there.
Well, it is where they hang out for quite a while.
Yeah, and I found out one reason that my grass is growing like there's no tomorrow back there because there's plenty of fertilizer.
And you found out with bare feet.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Thought you'd like that one. Oh, I thought you'd like that one. Now, not a lot, just a little. But it was like almost like the feeling when you get a bug on you and you don't know it because I went, I could just picture, I can picture exactly how I looked because I went,
oh, no.
And my arms up and down in the air went, oh, I went running inside and put my foot under scalding hot water.
Now, I'm curious how you handled that. Obviously, there was a little space on your kitchen floor between the door.
No, there wasn't. Hopped in.
Oh, so you didn't have to hop across the floor?
Actually, only on my little toe and the toe next to it on my right foot.
See, I pictured you hopping wildly across the floor, you know, so you didn't want to get any on the kitchen floor or something like that.
No, that's exactly what I did. Just held the one foot up and went hopping like this all the way into the bathroom.
Why are the dogs...
I don't know. You know, I'm beginning to think that my house is on a burial ground, that there's a cemetery or something underneath my house, because this has been going on for 2 months now, and it goes in streaks.
Where exactly do they hang out around your house? Where exactly is it?
Off the deck in the back, in my backyard, there's a shack.
Okay.
And in the shack, there's the lawnmower and the lawn spreader. Right by there is where they hang out. That's where they congregate. That's where all these little droppings were left.
Have you done some investigative work around that shed to see if there's anything there that they might...
Well, I'm going
to
do it today. Today I'm going to have to be doing some investigative work with a shovel out there. Because I went back upstairs then on the deck and turned the light on, and I couldn't see that much because it was dark, but I could see. It was like a minefield. I was very lucky that I hadn't stepped in it earlier.
Are they big dogs? I'm just curious. Are they good sized dogs, like retriever size, or?
I know what you're getting at, and I'm not going to let you know. If you want to know, just come over and take a look yourself.
That's okay. I don't.
If you want to come over, come on over. Take your shoes off and run around in my backyard if you'd like to.
Hey, that would be fun.
Make yourself right at home. And I got one more thing to tell you. A friend of mine called me. This guy's name is Chet Kopic, and he does sports in Chicago on Channel 32, I think. And I've known him for a while. So he called last night with an interesting story.
Yeah.
Now, he said that there's going to be a luncheon at the Quarterbacks Club for the NFL charities in the first week of October, and the touchdown clubs here in Washington.
Right.
So they're going to have a bunch of players. I even wrote down some of the players that are going to be at this luncheon. Warren Moon from the Houston Oilers. Lewis Lips from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. Dan Marino from the Miami Dolphins.
He was there last year.
And Jay Schrader. Now, apparently, this guy, Chet Kopic, is on the organizational committee. So he called. It was his job to call Jay Schrader and ask Jay Schrader if he could show up for this thing.
Right.
Jay Schrader says, sure. And then Chet Kopic, a few minutes later in the conversation, mentions my name and mentions that he's going to give me a ticket to join him and sit at the table. A few minutes later in the conversation, Jay Schrader says, oh, I just remember I have another engagement on that day. Now, that could be a coincidence.
Right.
That could be. He could have had something to do that day.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. It just makes me think that Jay's keeping abreast of what we've been saying about him here.
Well, of course, your close personal relationship with Jay Schrader, you know, maybe if you two could get together and maybe talk or something.
Well, Chet, I was thinking that we could get together maybe and clean the interior of his brand new car, of his Corvette, with the red
the red velvet interior.
Now that we
the crushed velvet.
Now you could go out and get a little vacuum and just vacuum the interior of it. Maybe put a little armor all on all the vinyl parts.
So anyway, I got a chuckle just thinking that, and I'm sure he probably really had something else to do. But for me, it would have been it's a really nice rush to think that Jay Schrader was going, yeah, sure, I'd like to be there. And then he thinks about it for a minute, and goes, oh, that guy's going to be there. Oh no, listen, I've got a previous engagement. I can't make it. Hi, Frank.
Hi, Don and Mike. That's a great story, but I just wanted to tell you that the bra is still downstairs waiting to be picked up by the lucky winner.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
She was a nice lady that won that yesterday. I hope she picks it up, and I hope she can use it.
Two more things, actually. First would be, we play that Cher song. I'm a Cher lover. I've changed my opinion on Cher. And do you know, I used to not like Cher. Do you know that Cher had not breast enlargement, a surgery done, but she had her breasts lifted surgically?
Lifted?
She had her breasts lifted.
It's not the same thing as an enlargement.
No, she didn't have any gunk put in. She just had them lifted.
Well, what'd they use?
I don't know. Maybe somebody would call and if they had the details on that one.
How would they do that? String or something? I mean, what? I'm curious.
I don't think she's a little string. I don't know. So anyway, Cher had her breasts lifted. And about Captain Fogel's television show.
Well, I had my breasts lifted too. Oh, wow.
About Captain Fogel's television show.
Mm-hmm.
We told you yesterday morning that I would bring my video camera in and we would tape a little segment down here at the station this morning for Captain Fogel's TV show. Well, I got home and I've had this camera so long, it's a beta camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I want to bring a beta tape into Channel 50. I would think they'd have a better chance of transferring it if it's VHS.
I don't know. It is Channel 50. It could possibly be all beta over there.
Well, my thought is that later this morning we'll open our phone lines, and if you out there have got a VHS camera, this would be the deal. If you brought your camera by the station, we'd have Frank tape a little bit here to run on Captain Fogel's show, and you, the person who owns the camera, would be able to get on TV then with us.
Maybe we could even get the person a credit at the end of the show, you know, rolling the credit. Don and Mike segment produced by Joe Schmo or something
and
like
and
that.
And if we do something for Captain Fogel's show, I think we should do it in the style of those commercials with the camera jerks all around.
Yeah, like those IBM commercials. Hey, all right. Hey, you messed up. You should have gotten that system.
All right.
Whoa, Eric.
29 past 6, I stepped in at time at WAVA. And now we're going to break for spots. We'll come back in just a moment with a rotating random telephone scan.
You know, you could leave cheese for the dogs out on your deck, and that might help the problem out.
29 past 6.
I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
So Mattel's coming out with a new version of the CNC.
Oh, really?
It's the Dan Quayle CNC.
How does it work?
You pull a string, and you get into the National Guard. No, I have a real story for you here.
Yeah, uh-huh.
A real story before we play that guy's song. An Australian circus dwarf died when he bounced sideways from a trampoline and was swallowed by a hippopotamus.
Oh, God.
7,000 people watching the circus show watched as little Franz popped into the mouth of Hilda the hippo.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd applauded wildly before other circus people realized he had been eaten.
Oh, Franz! The hippo ate Franz! He's gone!
It is 22 before 7 at WAVA. Now, you'll remember, I guess it was about a month ago,
mm-hmm.
we were doing that thing one day with how much is that doggy in the window?
Precisely.
A guy calls in, and he's kind of a dink, and he wants to go out with Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Kim comes in and says, I'll go out with you if you know all the words to how much is that doggy in the window.
He proceeds to sing the entire song for us.
So, Kim has to go out with him, but then Kim backs out of it, and we have a whole big rigmarole. And anyway, the bottom line is Kim doesn't want to go out with this loser.
Mm-hmm.
So Alan Goodman makes this guy a deal because this guy like writes letters to the Post. He calls Paul Barry at 7 on your side.
Really made a big stink about things.
So the deal is that this guy would come down to the WAVA multi-track recording studios, make a song, and we would play it once on our show.
And I guess that's what we're going to do now, right?
And now there was no guarantee made that we wouldn't talk through it, that we wouldn't laugh, that we wouldn't critique it as it plays. However, if it's good, we'll let it go.
If it's good, we'll let it go. If it's good, we'll play it without interruption.
Looking at the title, though, I think we should leave our mics on. The title is I Want to Be a Contra, Richard Schwartz. And I'm sending this one out to a lovely lady in Arlington, Virginia, Kim Anderson, with a long-distance dedication. Kim, you are the reason we are playing this song today.
I want to go be a Contra.
All right.
So I can go and fight Sandinistas and fight Sandinistas, and then I'll be an American hero. An American hero, like Reagan said, like Reagan said, like Reagan said.
We're ready to start talking.
Nicaragua.
Yeah.
I'll fight in Nicaragua for apple pie, for apple pie.
fight for Apple.
This guy sounds like one of those paramilitary guys.
Contra, Contra.
Oh, jeez.
Contra, Contra.
Subscribes to Soldier of Fortune.
Contra, Contra.
He's a mercenary.
Contra.
Thank you, Kim.
I want to be just like Rambo. I want to be just like Rambo in the jungle, shooting my crossbow.
So the Red Sox lost last night, huh?
Yeah, man. Clemens lost his fourth in a row. He's got to pull back muscle. He's got to win if they're going to do anything.
How many games out are they now, do you know?
Still two games out because Detroit fortunately lost last night.
What about the Yankees?
Yankees won. They're four games out now.
Great. So Babe is the starting quarterback in San Diego. Do you know he's going to start the season?
About time he got a shot. I think he's going to do really well, but they don't have an offensive line, do they?
That's why they want him to have the first string, because he's mobile. Yeah. I think you know that. We all know how mobile he is. Is this stupid thing over yet?
No, it's still going.
All the mean Sandinistas for apple pie, for apple pie, for apple pie.
So did you see Paul Schaefer's parents on David Letterman the other night?
Yeah, I saw the tape of that show. That was they're nice-looking people. They really are, but Paul said a dirty word on the show.
Did you see the Bob Costas show?
Yeah, with Linda Ellerbee.
Well, she still looks stunning.
I like Linda Ellerbee.
I do, too, but you should do something about that weight.
It's long enough on the end.
And there you go. Richard Schwartz.
All right, Richard. Way to go.
All right.
I want to be a Contra. Want to be like Rambo. I want to do it for apple pie, for apple pie, for apple pie.